I'm VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. Today, our crazy neighbor once again showed what he really is and how he despises dignity, freedom, and people's lives in general, and how afraid he is. He is so afraid that he is already using new missiles. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky spoke via video message after Russia allegedly launched an intercontinental ballistic missile during an attack on Ukraine on Thursday. It's the first known use in the war of a powerful weapon designed to deliver nuclear strikes thousands of kilometers away, and it's raised alarm. Peter Stano, spokesperson of the European Commission.
It's obvious that such attacks would mark yet another clear escalation from the side of Putin.
Russia did not immediately comment. At the COP29 UN climate talks, nations around the world criticized a new draft text released early Thursday. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
The document aims to outline a deal on funding to help developing countries transition to clean energy and adapt to climate change. However, it drew sharp backlash for being vague and omitting a key issue, how much wealthy countries will contribute to support poorer nations. The United States U.S. climate envoy, John Podesta, expressed his frustration.
We appreciate your efforts, President, to take us this far, but we are frankly deeply concerned at this stage about what we view as a glaring imbalance in the text thus far.
Harjeet Singh, Global Engagement Director for the Fossil Fuel Non-Proliferation Treaty Initiative, also expressed disappointment.
After 3 years of negotiations, 14 meetings and several ministerials, and more than 10 days of negotiations here, developed countries did not show enough courage to even talk about how big this climate finance goal is going to be.
Negotiators are trying to close the gap between the $1.3 trillion the developing world says is needed in climate finance and the few hundred billion that negotiators say richer nations are prepared to give. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
This is